Specialized law requires a specialized AI tool. Years of study, supervised practice, and hard-won experience went into your specialization in New South Wales property law. You know the Conveyancing Act 1919, not as background reading, but as the framework you work within every day. You understand what a Section 10.7 certificate is really telling you, what a vendor name discrepancy between a contract and a title search actually means, and why the special conditions buried in a residential contract of sale are never just a boilerplate. That depth of knowledge exists for good reason. The clients who rely on you are not managing a routine commercial transaction. For most people, a property purchase is the largest financial commitment of their lives. It is tied to where they will raise their family, build their future, or finally put down roots. The stakes are that high, and your expertise is what stands between your client and a decision made without full understanding of what they are signing. So, it is a reasonable question to ask. If your practice is that specialized, why would the AI tools you use be anything less? The wave of generic AI in legal practice. The past 2 years have produced a significant expansion in AI contract review tools. Platforms built for global enterprise legal teams, in-house counsel managing commercial agreements, and high-volume workflows now compete for the attention of Australian legal practitioners. Their claims are broadly consistent: faster reviews, automated clause extraction, AI-assisted flagging, reduced manual effort. For the work those tools were designed to do, many of those claims are accurate. The challenge is that contract review is not a single, uniform task. Reviewing a NDA for a technology company and reviewing a residential contract of sale in New South Wales are not the same. A tool built to serve a large corporate's in-house legal team has no architectural reason to understand what a Section 10.7 certificate contains, how it interacts with a title search, or what it means for a New South Wales purchaser if the zoning designation does not match their intended use of the land. General-purpose AI tools are not deficient because they are poorly built. They are limited because they were built for a different purpose. The same logic that guides how practitioners choose their area of practice applies here. 20 years of New South Wales property data, built into the tool. InfoTrack has operated at the centre of the New South Wales property and legal ecosystem for more than 2 decades, processing millions of title searches, Section 10.7 certificates, and property transactions across the state. That accumulated depth of jurisdiction-specific knowledge, understanding what New South Wales contracts contain, how they are structured, and where the risk most commonly sits, is what distinguishes the InfoTrack contract review tool from any general-purpose alternative. This is not a generic AI model retrained on legal documents. It is a tool built specifically for New South Wales property law by a platform that has spent 20 years serving the practitioners who practice it. What does the tool check? Once a contract is uploaded, the tool analyzes it in minutes, with results displayed alongside the document. The checks map directly to the workflow New South Wales property practitioners follow on every matter. Title search verification. The tool cross-references the vendor's name against the title search result, confirms the title reference matches, and flags any registered caveats, easements, or covenants. Section 10.7 certificate analysis. The tool identifies items of interest to the purchaser and their advisor, including environmental flags, road widening notices, heritage listing, contaminated land, and zoning classifications. Special conditions identification. The tool surfaces conditions most relevant to New South Wales residential transactions, including clauses relating to unauthorised works, owner-builder work, release of deposit, residential tenancy, and strata conditions. Document classification and navigation. From a single PDF upload, the tool identifies and bookmarks every document in the contract bundle, allowing practitioners to navigate directly to any section without scrolling a complex, multi-document file. Settlement date calculation and PMS integration. The tool calculates settlement dates automatically based on contract conditions and populates extracted data directly into your matter in Leap or Smokeball with a single click. Specialization is a professional value, not just a product feature. The legal profession organizes itself around specialization because depth of knowledge cannot be faked. An AI tool built to review commercial contracts at global scale is not the right instrument for reviewing a residential contract of sale in New South Wales. The right instrument is one built for the specific regulatory environment, document structures, and checks that New South Wales practitioners perform on every matter. The InfoTrack contract review tool sits within the same platform you already rely on for title searches and certificate orders, meaning the data is consistent, the jurisdiction is correct, and every output is purpose-built for New South Wales matters. It does not replace your analysis or the advice you provide to clients. It accelerates the preparatory work, so your expertise is directed toward the issues that genuinely require it. For New South Wales property lawyers and conveyancers assessing AI contract review tools, specificity should be the primary consideration. See how the InfoTrack contract review tool works for New South Wales property matters.